It's the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He is a very famous comedian, actor, and best-selling author of children's books. His newest is called I'm Sorry, and today he joins our exclusive Six Timers Club. We are going to catch up with Michael Ian Black. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, and let me just say it is a tremendous honor to enter this elite air of the Six Timers Club.
You join such luminaries as Scott Aukerman, John Oates, and Dylan Brody.
I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. And if it's the last thing I do, I will beat Scott Aukerman's record.
What is new and exciting where you are? What's happening?
Well, I just moved to Savannah, Georgia from the wilds of Connecticut. Just thought I'd pack up my show and take it down south. So that's what I've done.
Well, we just moved from the big city out to the suburbs because, you know, I turned 50, and as you're required to do, you move to the suburbs.
Well, that's what I did, except I also turned 50, but rather than move to the suburbs, I moved from the woods to the city.
Did you have a fun summer this year? Did you enjoy the 6 weeks of freedom we had before the unvaccinated ruined everything?
Yeah, that part was great. The part where I was just flaunting my gorgeous face in grocery stores all over the nation, that was terrific. I loved that. That has now sadly come to an end. And you know what? The people were glad to see my face. The people said, even if they didn't know who I was, just who's that handsome man? What a relief to see a handsome man walking along in these untroubled times. Well, the times became troubled again. The masks went on.
I probably told you this before, Michael, but it was because of your comedy group, Stella, that I met my wife. So I am a fan of yours for life, or as long as this marriage lasts.
Oh, great. Yeah, either way. I mean, let me know either way. So if the marriage ends or if you die, let me know.
I'll let you know as soon as I die. So, Mike, you're a popular actor, you're a comedian, you spent 9 years in the NFL, you won 2 rings. How do you take that experience and become a children's book author?
Well, the children's book author thing happened, I think, the way a lot of children's book author careers get going, which is that I had kids, and I remember those endless nights of reading children's books to my kids every night before bed.
Sure.
And thinking to myself, I bet I could write a book at least as terrible as this one. And so I set that was a personal challenge to me. Can I write a book at least as terrible as the ones that I'm reading to my children? And the answer was, yes, I could.
Well, and I agree that there are the classics, you know, and we'll read Dr. Seuss and Corduroy and things like that. But I don't even know. I don't buy these books. My daughter will just show up with them. She's just turned 6, and I don't know where they came from, and they're not good.
Oh, they're probably from her better dad.
Wow. So her
better dad is probably buying her books and being like, here you go, honey.
Wow, I didn't know my daughter had a whole separate family. You give me so much to think about this morning. But, sir, your new book is I'm Sorry. You also have I'm Sad, I'm Worried, and I'm Bored. And probably as a dad with kids, you have a sense for what kids at this age are going through as far as their thoughts and feelings. So what led you to explore it? Because you could have written about just frivolous subjects, but you're exploring that. You're writing this series that lets kids know their feelings are valid and their points of view are worthy of attention.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, these books are also very silly, but they also deal with stuff that I felt like I wasn't seeing out in the world of children's books. I hadn't seen a book like I'm Bored or I'm Worried, and I'm Sorry continues that, just how to deal with that difficult, feeling of, I know I screwed up, but I don't have the ability to admit my error and to, begin the process of making things better. You know, that starts very early. In fact, was kind of inspired by my daughter, who was, I remember at like 3-4 years old, just had the hardest time apologizing when she knew she was in error. And so, I took that and wrote a little book about it. These books, the I'm books, feature basically the same 3 characters. There's a little girl, there's a flamingo, and there's a potato. And it's those friends who have to work through these emotions.
Now, how did you arrive specifically knowing the best way to portray these feelings is through a flamingo and a potato?
Well, I didn't. I don't know how to, I'm not a child psychologist. I'm just a parent, and I'm just a guy who enjoys flamingos and potatoes.
Sure.
So I felt like I could combine those 2 things and create an award-winning children's book series out of it. One of the things that I like to do with these books is to lay it on very thin, you know? Any advice that I have in these books is laid on very thin.
Sure.
You know, these aren't heavy books at all. They're meant to be primarily funny. And if you get something as a kid, a little bit more out of it, then that's a win. But, you know, I'm not trying to save the world with these books. I'm just trying to, what you said in the beginning, just kind of validate kids' feelings and know that kids do get worried and sad and bored and regretful. You know, they experience all the same things that we as adults feel, and sometimes they just don't have the words.
Well, I was just telling my listeners about my daughter being so excited to go to first grade this year, and she's jumping and skipping into school, and, you know, we wish we could find anything today that would bring us that much joy that we had in childhood, but then I start to think, oh, yeah, we moved. This is a new school. We don't want to overlook the anxieties in kids her age,
yeah,
because they're significant, and we need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm sure she has those emotions, too. And, you know, in terms of your own life, if you're looking to add excitement and engagement and energy, I would recommend pills. Just start trying some pills.
So, okay, so is the pull quote, and I don't want to get you canceled here, but is the pull quote, Michael Ian Black recommends pills?
I think it might be. I'm a trusted source of medical information. So, yeah, I think you can take those words to the bank. Michael Ian Black recommends pills.
Michael, anything else you'd like to promote or mention? Any thoughts on the NFL since you're a six-time Pro Bowler?
I think this season it's all going to come down to turnovers. You know, I think it's going to be whoever wants it more this season. Whatever team is willing to leave it all out on the field, that's what I think is really going to take home the trophy.
Well, you need the kind of guy that makes their other teammates better.
It's a little early for platitudes, but not that early. I love it. I could do it all day.
Michael Ian Black's new book, I'm Sorry, is available wherever books are sold. Michael, it is always great to talk to you. Welcome to the Six Timers Club, and thanks so much for calling in today.
My pleasure, Ryan. Thanks for having me again.